Since 2016, French legislators have issued targeted bans on several single-use plastic products, like plastic checkout bags at shopping outlets and disposable plastic cutlery.
Plastic pollution is a big crucial issue. In France, people are more and more understanding the pollution, and there are more and more laws to avoid producing plastic and using plastics, but we have to go faster.
Environmental campaigners say it's time to up the ante.
If you would have told me 5 years ago that we will be negotiating an international treaty about plastic pollution, we will not have believed it. Now we want really that those words are transforming into action, and we need really obligation. We need all the country all over the world to make steps to reduce the production of plastic.
Before recycling and reusing plastic items, Juliette believes the focus should first be on cutting back on the amount of plastic we use and for big industry to reduce its high pollutant manufacturing.
Nets like these line the Marne, collecting tons of pollutants every year. They're one of many solutions to clean up the city waterways and the world's oceans. But environmentalists say more conscious habits, like ditching single-use plastics, are the backbone of lasting change.
Among the worst culprits mined from inner-city sewers include cigarette stubs, cotton earbuds, and sanitary pads. Environmental scientists have warned of an unprecedented increase in marine pollution in recent years. The detection of fine particles of plastic known as nano or microplastics don't only impact the earth. In the meantime, environmental groups have also turned to the courts to help their cause. In a recent suit, activists sued French dairy giant Danone for failing to address its climate impacts. While these NGOs battle big industry in the courts, they're hopeful that younger consumers take heed of their environmental responsibility. Natalie Malchas, Paris.